Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
2OYQ, good evening, Jeff. KD2, is that all right? Hi, Jeff.
Okay, I got N2OIQ and KD2ZNZ. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and Jack and anybody else who may be coming in this evening. This is N2OIQ here. Hey, too much going on here. Just watched a little TV and then this Swan truck come. Went out and talked to him and got a couple of things. And anyways, today it was another beautiful day. I have had a lot of beautiful days, I'm telling you. I guess this weekend is supposed to turn the other way for a little bit, but anyways. Yeah, ain't too much going on. Last week I went to a Northern New York Amateur Radio Association meeting up in Governor, and that was turned out pretty nice. And, the Fireman's meeting last night. Tomorrow I'm supposed to do that, Jeff, but if I'm not around, would you pick it up for me? I'm going to the Skywarn training at the Lewis County Search and Rescue tomorrow night. And last week, I fell asleep and missed it. So if you picked it up, Jeff, thank you very much. So anyway, that's where it goes. So okay, back to you, Jeff. You have a good evening. And that's the other day. Yesterday, I stopped in the craft down in Lawville and entered my product sheet in. And a senior aunt down there, talked to her for a little bit. She gave me the roll down on her dad, Harry. So I always hope he gets around about and gets back home again for sure. Get back to Jeff. Have a good night. N2OIQ care.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, I'll pick it up tomorrow. That's no problem. I think I'll be here. So if not, somebody can pick it up. Yeah, he's hopefully going to get out here soon. We'll keep our fingers crossed. All right. Thanks, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZMZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening. Dan, of course. I've known Dan for many years. Good to hear you. And good evening, Jeff. And I'm glad to hear about your granddad, Harry, who I've also known for many years. Well, it was a beautiful day down here again, too, and we got to about 78 at a high, and we're down to about 66 at the moment. And I know it's supposed to start maybe some rain here in the next few days, which, as I previously mentioned, I did have some landscaping done here, and I'm kind of looking for the rain to get the grass growing. There's nothing better than gentle rains, of course, not thunderstorms that wash everything away. So that's about it from down here. I'll just say 7-3s all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of rain here. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything too harsh, but we could certainly use it. Everything's pretty dry right now. I'm in anticipation. I planted a tree there in the yard that I've been looking to... I had to replace a tree that the deer had shredded, and I put a new one in today. Just figuring it's going to rain here for the next few days. It's a perfect time to start planting stuff. But I would like to get the garden started, but from what they're saying here next week, we could get down there back to freezing at night. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll change, and maybe we'll know more by the weekend. All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in. And you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is WATU.
And this is WB2RUQ here in the Hudson Valley.
Okay, I got WA2U and WB2RUQ. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2MBU.
Okay, we got KC2MBU. Okay, we'll start with WA2U. I believe that's John, if I recall correctly. Up there, is that by Syracuse or... No, Clay. Clay, New York. What's going on tonight?
Hi, Jeff. WA2U. Good evening to all. Heard Jack in there from Liverpool, not far away. Well, we must have a lot more hot air over here. It was about, I think, about 80 degrees or close to it here. Had a good day. Jesse and I did a little bit of stuff out in the garden. Been busy organizing our CDs and DVDs here, and just busy with that. It's quite a project. We could feel, if you would have liked to be a librarian, we probably 3,000 or 4,000 CDs. I don't know how many DVDs, but quite a collection, and we've been working on that a little bit at a time. We finally came up with a system. But just wanted to check in. Repeater sounds good. Chomping at the bits to get up to our camp in the Adirondacks, but we'll get there. Maybe we should just wait a while for the the black fly season to go away, but all is good here, there, Jeff. And, oh, anyone that's around tomorrow, we have the 7272 at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning on 40 meters. Every time I mention it, the band seems to go away, but hopefully it'll be in good shape tomorrow. So if anyone's around, able to join us, 7272 The Chew. A lot of fun. A lot of local people I'll get in. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. Everything's fine with Kathy, KC2YXN, and myself. Maybe I'll get her to check in some even. WA2U back to net, 73 to all.
Okay, John, thanks for the information on that. And yeah, the black fly season has started. At least when I was up there at camp this weekend, they pretty much started to really come out there on Saturday. So yeah, you got a few weeks here. But, well, last year they were in and out of there within like 2 or 3 weeks. But it was it was that weird winter we had and that dry spring. So I don't know if we can count on that again. But all right, thanks for checking in, and good luck there tomorrow. This is KD2AIT. We'll move on to WB2RUQ, another John. This one on Echo Lake down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. We had a great day in the valley today. Bright sunshine. We hit 80. Currently at 68. Temperature's very comfortable. Nice breeze, but I understand we're going to get colder. And we're getting some overdue rain, so that'll be good. But I don't think we're going to get as cold as you guys, but it is going to be in the 50s and 60s. So apparently winter just don't want to let go of, or at least a bad part of it doesn't want to let go of things yet. So, all right, that's pretty much it here. And with any luck, I'll see you Thursday at the head of Boonville. So WB2RUQ. We'll be clear.
Okay. All right. Thanks for checking in, and hopefully you'll be lucky and not get the cold weather we're looking to get here. But, all right. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we still got 67 degrees up on the hill, but it's cooling off fast. Thinking I might be a good idea to put the lawnmower on the tractor sometime this week by the looks of the backyard. A week ago we had no grass, and today it was probably 5 or 6 inches tall in the backyard already. Amazing how a week can change things. Over.
Roger that. I was thinking the same thing today when I was looking at the lawn. It's going to be about that time. Okay, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
N2OYQ, recheck.
ahead, Dan.
Yeah, last fall, well, it was actually late, that we put up a small greenhouse off the shop. Anyway, so this spring, my son, planted a few seeds and stuff out there. We got quite a bit of stuff out there. We've had a lettuce salad already, out of the greenhouse, and also we had radishes out of it, and it's kind of neat being at this time of year and having fresh stuff like that. So it was kind of neat. So there's a lot of stuff, all the stuff coming out there. So thank you, N2YQ.
Okay, yeah. I tell you, it's nice to be able to grow all that stuff. I'm really looking forward to the gardening season here to begin. We got a lot of stuff we want to plant here, and we do have some stuff coming up, though. I see the garlic is growing like a weed right now. But, hi, Dad. Thanks. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, it was basically a work day today, and then did some yard work out in the yard, and got to work tonight. So one of the boys sprained her ankle there in baseball practice, so Mom and him are up at the doctor's getting that checked out, and always something going on here, it seems. Well, I'm not complaining. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan, Jack, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73s to those who are listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
For the Atlantic County, San Miguel Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome as always. Stations come now, please.
Sis. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello again, Jeff. Yeah, hello again to Ray, KC2NBU. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2NZ.